I'm Eric.
I'm Alec.
We're the Petchy Brothers.
And this is Storytap,
where my brother and I try to tap the potential of a story by taking it all the way from concept to fully fledged pitch.
This episode,
Chronogate. A relatively low budget sci-fi, sort of a Terminator meets Wind River meets Detective Pikachu, almost.
Yeah, that seems fair.
That kind of nails it. Hi, welcome to StoryTap, where my brother and I...
I'm the brother.
Yeah, that's him. Try to tap the potential of a story. If you've seen Rocket Jump's Story Break, it's essentially that, but less professional, because we're not professionals.
But more handsome, because we're very handsome.
We are very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Where we take a story from concept to fully-fledged pitch in just under an hour. Now, in this episode, I guess we're doing Island, because where Story Break goes is usually they pretend that they're making, like, the next Star Wars movie or whatever. They take an IP... And then they try to make, they pretend they're making a movie that is conducive to that IP. And more of what I want to do is show the creative process of stealing. How we take, ideas and make them your own, you know? That's how storytellers do, you know? If a Hollywood screenwriter writes a script and says, this is the Road to Perdition sequel, and it's like about the kid from Road to Perdition, and then the people, whoever owns that, I think it's Warner Brothers, says no, like, that script doesn't just go to waste. Like, they're like, okay, fine, screw it, I'll do it myself. And they just change a couple of names here and there, a couple of plot points, and then they make it a little more compelling. Without the IP, it has to strive on its own. And then they make their own movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, how I have done with 100% of my projects. Don't look too closely if any of them get made. Just bummed myself out.
Yeah.
But anyway. So...
And I'm here to add color.
Kind of what I've got going is, I'm like, isn't that a good idea? And you just...
Like, yes!
Yeah.
I am a wall that you throw tennis balls against.
And sometimes they come back and I catch one. I'm like,
yes. They bounce weird. That's the fun of it. Yeah. Anyway. I'm a lumpy wall.
But anyway.
That's going on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I did want to do an episode, the first episode, be something super generic that, like, everyone... Not everyone... In general, but specifically everyone we know,
uh-huh.
Something they've seen or heard of before, for the sake of mass appeal. So I wanted to do Kong versus Godzilla, but that would have been more work, and I feel like the more work we make it, the more we're forcing it, and the less likely this is we're going to actually commit to this. So I thought we'll do Island instead. And
your handwriting is terrible. I thought that said a very different word. That I'm afraid to say on a podcast.
Well, if I'm... Okay, here. I'm going to write Island again. Don't. I mean, if I'm writing for someone else, my handwriting is a lot better. That's not much better.
That's better.
I mean... Anyway.
That's substantially better to my thinking.
Okay, so this part in the podcast, I would read a Wikipedia, or in this case, an IMDb synopsis or summary of the project... But, so here we go. That's what I'm going to do. Island was an anime that aired in 2018. Urashima, an island far from the mainland, doesn't say the mainland of what, the people who live there lead carefree lives, but 5 years ago, the island's three great families suffered a series of misfortunes and succumbed to suspicion. Okay. The people of the island cut off all contact with the mainland and began a slow decline. The key to saving the island lies in three girls who belong to the three families But they're about the interesting part. A man washes ashore, claims to be from the future, and begins a solitary struggle to change the island's fate. So, the reason this podcast exists is because I saw the first episode of Island in, like, 2018 or so. And the first episode, the main character, I don't remember his name, wakes up on a beach and... a cop takes him in and he's like, hey, everybody knows each other on this island. You're freaking everybody out. What's your deal? And he says, you're not going to believe me because I know how ridiculous this sounds. I am from the future. I don't remember anything, but I have to save a girl. And the cop is like, okay, well, you're not bothering anybody. I'll let you go. He gives him some spending money and some clothes because everybody's tight on this island.
It's totally what cops do.
Yeah. And then... he's like, I got my eye on you. And the guy's like, okay, cool. And he waves goodbye and he leaves. And he goes, yeah, that's right. I gotta save a girl and kill a man. And I'm like, okay. This is kind of cool. We're gonna get a story with an external struggle of time travel. Dope. And an internal struggle of who do I have to kill? Does he deserve it? And you get to see them intertwine and like they become one. And it's gonna be really tight. And that did not happen. The show was not good. It has a 5.2 on IMDb, and IMDb is infallible. But the worst part, I just decided, is I looked it up on IMDb, and it says 2018-present.
Oh, dear.
So it might not be over after these 3 years.
All right. So, Eric, I feel like there's another reason this podcast exists, because there is another project comes out around the same time that feels very much like a stolen idea, right? Like one that we would be pitching on this podcast.
Say what? Something did come up?
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey. The Serenity.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, Serenity. When did Serenity come out? Here, I'm going to look that up. I'm just going to write Serenity 201. It looks like it's 2019. Yeah, Serenity came out a year later. And it had a very similar vibe.
And premise.
And rating. Apparently. Oh, there you go. 5.4.
Okay, so maybe we're digging ourselves a hole and this concept just doesn't travel well. But in Serenity, Matthew McConaughey wakes up on a beach and does he have like a sense that he's supposed to kill somebody or what? He just wakes up on a beach and he's like, alright, I gotta murder a guy and save a woman.
Well, that is kind of what happened. I think I told everybody that, like, Serenity was stolen from an anime, but, like, I think I presented it like it was plagiarism instead of how I described it.
You totally did to me.
Oh, well, yeah, my bad.
You totally made me feel like it was straight up, it was like an Apocalypse Now Heart of Darkness situation where it is straight up just ripped out of there.
Eh. That is not the case. But anyway, the reason this podcast exists is because I saw that premise of man with amnesia. He's, like, positive. He's from the future. And then we get to, like, see over the course of the season how this mystery unravels and how it plays in the island. Wrong. It didn't happen like that. Still bums me out to this day. And then I thought, I want to make my own story where I thought that should have gone. And I think it would be entirely appropriate.
And Alec
could
be there.
Yeah, and Alec can be there. And I think it would be entirely appropriate to make a podcast out of that. So, yeah, here we go. This is so forced right now. It'll get better. We just gotta keep going.
Not to me.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm the...
So, Island.
You're driving. I'm the guy who's riding shotgun who has control on the radio.
I am Remy the Rat. And you are Gusteau's ghost.
Awesome! That's the dream!
You can't do anything except when it comes to, like, what the right thing to do should be obvious and clear, and for me, it's just not. And then you show up, and you're like, don't do that, idiot. And then I'm like, whoa! Oh my gosh.
How low is my self-esteem that... you just said, you are a fat figment of my imagination, and I have no problem with it.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, the reason this podcast exists Yeah, we take that humble idea of a man, he doesn't even have to, like, wash up on a beach. A man shows up, is thrown into an unfamiliar environment, has, I don't know why I'm pretending to write something down. I'll remember this. I've remembered it for, like, 3 years. A man has an idea. Fuck, no, I have an idea. A man wakes up, amnesiac from the future. He knows two things. Save a girl, kill a man. And we can, you know, just make that save someone, kill someone. I think from there, forcing a story is always hard, but it's nice to have, like, a checklist. And the checklist should be characters, setting, and for me, I prioritize plot above all else, which can be my downfall sometimes, but it's just so much easier for me to get into a story if I know there's some big, satisfying moment coming, whether it's a twist or it's usually a twist.
I like to watch people change, preferably for the worse.
That's always tight.
It's fun.
What I really prefer is someone changing for the worse as a twist. Is, you know, like, seeing two people, like, slowly become friends, and, like, one of them is like, oh, wow, this one's gone through a character arc that's basically rehab, it's so nice, and then at the end they betray them.
Nice.
I love that shit.
That's fun.
We curse a lot.
Yeah.
I do.
I've never said the F word in my life.
Which one? No. Okay. So.
Jail.
Okay.
Alright. Well then, let's begin.
Now that we've been talking for 12 minutes, but that chops down to like 5 to 10, which is fine. Right. So, I feel like we should start with setting.
I don't know why we wound up on beaches both times. I'm going to say the beach is the problem.
The beach is the problem, okay.
Could be the problem. I mean, that or just what anime is. Anime and Matthew McConaughey could be the problem. They both end in A, so...
You're right.
It sounds right.
Okay, so
Hathaway, which has an and ends in A.
So what's the opposite?
I'm getting my conspiracy board out.
So what's the opposite of A?
It would be a consonant, right?
I mean, it would either be yo or...
Buh.
Oi or... No, that's too close.
Maybe it's... N.
Unk.
Unk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unk. So we're gonna do... Is there a famous actor...
No, no, I'm going for settings, though. A setting that ends in unk.
I was gonna say...
This is so dumb.
Brunk. Which sounds like a Scandinavian island, but that's
still an
island.
We'll just go with the opposite of a beach.
A volcano.
No, I was going with
somewhere desert.
Cold. You know what a beach is, right? There's sand and it's hot.
It's water.
Okay. Let's go with Siberia. Not specifically Siberia. Somewhere cold. Like, middle of the mountains. Type.
Alaska?
Yeah.
Alaska.
I mean, just making it cold is already fun.
It sounds like hell.
This is
I wake up and I can't remember who I am. And I'm in Alaska.
And you're in Alaska.
Just surrounded by bears and Republicans.
Oh my gosh.
Not even surrounded. They're all really far apart because it's Alaska.
True.
And Republican bears.
No, yeah, okay. We kind of let this get away from us. This is not too representative
Speak
of
for
what
yourself.
I want the podcast to be. What I want it... we should really focus on... what kind of bothers us about the story that was told. For future episodes, you would have watched or read a synopsis of Island.
I would have... Been supposed to, yeah.
No, yeah. Like, we'll do that from now.
We'll see.
So, like, and you'll read it, and then we'll agree, or we won't. But basically, that's what will, like, drive us to come up with a good story.
Okay, Eric, well then, what was your problem with Island?
You get this guy, and it's like, alright, the reason you are watching is because you sit there and you wonder, why, is this guy really from the future? If so, why? And if so, how? And they never come back to that. They do come back to it that he is, like... They pulled, like, a twist on you that, like, he wasn't really from the future, he was from the past.
And yeah, just, and the island goes through a perennial cycle.
Right. And but there was no build. He never really questioned himself. It's like he didn't care. The second he met the girl in the, like, love interest in the story, he suddenly everything was about her for him. And I think the story would be so much better if what motivated him was, you know, I don't remember why I'm here, but it's like I have this mission that I must complete. And so right there is already a problem, because he doesn't remember anything. So for him to be, like, hellbent on completing this mission, he would actually just be running around looking for people to save or kill. So...
Actually, Alaska sounds like a perfect setting for that.
Okay. Did you see Wind River with Elizabeth Olsen and... Is that Jeremy Renner?
Renner, yeah. I've literally never seen a movie.
Okay, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but...
Go ahead and spoil it. I mean, you know what? No, don't spoil it for the people out there.
Yeah, for the people that don't.
Also, if you care about spoilers, get over yourself. That's not how you enjoy movies. That was mean. No, I'm sorry. Enjoy things however you want. I don't care. Stop listening to people on podcasts telling you how to enjoy things.
If you buy... No, I'm sorry. So, yeah, fuck you if you do that. In Wind River, one of the, like, main plot points was, like, a girl... I mean, this is not really about the plot point, it's more about the vibe of it. You know, a girl, like, fighting for her life alone in the cold. And so, that could be something, rather than having some sort of impetus to push our main character, who needs a name, we could have just, he stumbles on it, like, immediately, and... Yeah, that's really good. Like, he stumbles on a girl, because I'm going to stick with kill a guy, save a girl, because that has, like, a sort of, like, Prince Charming, chauvinist hero kind of vibe to it that will, like, kind of ensnare you, maybe bother you a little bit even.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. He stumbles on a girl who is not explicitly fighting for her life, but is in not great shape. And then he sees that, and rather than being like, oh, I gotta help, his knee-jerk reaction is, oh, this is my mission, you know? And so when she's like, I'm good, thank you for the assist, but please leave me alone, he's like, no, I gotta follow you, and I gotta kill the guy who's doing this to you, kind of thing. And it is really, like, bothering her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that. I like that touch. So, this guy's name is Craig, because I haven't spoken in a while, and I find that unacceptable.
All right. So, Craig,
okay, fine, he can be not called
Wario.
Craig.
No, Craig is fine. So, Craig.
It's not fine, is it?
I'm sorry, it's not fine.
Right.
Daniel Craig. I'll go with Dan. Danny. So, Danny or Daniel. So, Dan finds this girl, Maria. It's becoming Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, I met a girl named Maria.
It's becoming Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh.
The game. Oh, man, that was a fun game.
That was a great game. Go play Shadow the Hedgehog because a guy on a podcast told you to.
12 endings. So.
But they were all the same boss fight.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer. No, I think there were 3 boss fights, but there were 12 endings. 10 were the neutral. And then there was one hero that was different and one villain that was different.
That's not what God wants.
Okay, great. So this, we're talking about anime right now. We're 20 minutes in. Okay, we gotta, like, speedrun the story now. So we're speedrunning it plot-centric, like I always do. Maybe in the future we'll come up with character-centric episodes. Maybe we'll come up with something Batman. Already getting ahead of myself. We just passed 19 minutes and 55 seconds. Anyway, so stumbles on a girl, now named Maria, and he says, hello, here's, like, my jacket, because you're gonna die of hypothermia if I don't give it to you. And she is not, like, she's not begrudging, she's like, oh, dope, thank you. And he's like, you're bleeding, what's going on? You were just running alone in the snow. We're coming up with this kind of ass backwards. But now we have to decide how this first major event ties into the time travel thing. Is he from the future? Or does he think he is? Is it kind of something entirely different, where he's not really from the future, but he's technically... But then that would just be him from the past, which is what I want to get away from.
I mean, we're all from the past.
Oh, gosh. I think he should be from the future, and there should... And so that doesn't come off as, like, a blindsided plot Deus Ex Machina type of thing.
Yeah.
There should be, like, a prevalent... not prevalent, pervasive theme of supernatural sci-fi-esqueness throughout. So maybe this Maria escaped from some sort of sci-fi lab? Or maybe someone she knows is involved in it? And perhaps, what if Maria was not running away because someone was after her trying to kill her, but, yeah, okay, got it. I know why Maria's running away in the snow, bleeding and stuff.
Well, enlighten us.
No. This is my idea. No. Yes. So Maria, saw something she shouldn't have. Maybe she's like the... Ne'er-do-well is the term, right? A little, like, adventurous, getting into trouble. Is that what the ne'er-do-well means?
I think that just means you're a small criminal.
Oh, well. Not quite. So, Maria is this in-over-her-head kind of, like, adventurous, like, explore-y, spunky type. And so, she stumbles on something she definitely shouldn't have seen, which is very sci-fi, supernatural in nature, and then... the big boss who's in, like, you know, it's Alaska, so he's in a mountain somewhere, underground lab, who's experimenting with what turns out to be time travel. He's like, grab that girl, and then henchman is like, he's like, take her out in the middle of nowhere and then shoot her in the back of the head. He does that, he totally botches it, Maria ices this kid, she ices this guy, and then, like, buries him, and then is running away in the snow. And that's why she doesn't want this dam. That's why she's like, thank you for the assist, please keep your distance. Yeah, so because she iced it, dude. Because
from her perspective, she iced it, dude. She's right. Running. She murdered a guy.
Yeah, she murdered
him. Well, it was self-defense, but, you know.
But, you know, she would rather just, like... At some point, she's like, yeah, I know this was a whole Black Ops thing, and for me to just walk away from it all, if I don't raise any... If nobody rears their head on my account, then I know nobody's going to try and kill me again, so...
All right.
Okay, that's pretty tight. So why... Maybe, perhaps... Okay, yeah, how about that's the plan? Dan sticks around. She doesn't... She's like, go home, Dan. He's like, yeah, sure, okay. He pretends to. He doesn't. He's secretly watching her. And then another suit, sunglasses agent type, shows up. And then he's like, okay... I have to protect her. And then she's like, okay, I thought this would blow over, but here's what actually happened. Now you say your thing. Why are you sticking around? And he's like, I'm from the future. And she's like, you're insane. Please keep protecting me. So, now we've got those two things figured out. Okay, boom. I've got it. I'm a genius.
He's got it.
The mission that Dan was given originally, before he went into the past, was kill... a person given to him by the leader of the weird time traveling cult in the future, and his mission was kill Maria because she does some awful stuff and she's gonna stop us and da 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 da, a real Terminator type situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before he does get thrown back in time, somebody else is like, no, save Maria. He figures out his mission is one and the same. Kill person, save person, it's the same. So, he has to make that choice. The choice is pretty clear. This is becoming...
Yeah,
the
murder!
This is becoming the story I love again. Revan from Spoiler alert for Knights of the Old Republic 1, by the way, Star Wars game. Which is, oh, I don't remember who I am. Slowly I remember I'm a terrible person.
So this is fast becoming just a pile of video game recommendations.
Gosh. Play Kingdom Hearts 2. I'm just going to get that out there now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Play Breath of the Wild. All of the Arkham games. All three of them. Because there's only three. Origins is not real. Don't play Origins. It's embarrassing. Anyway. Gosh. Maybe podcasting is kind of hard.
It's starting to look like it. Okay. Again, not for me, because I'm the sidekick. I'm the dude who stands near the stand-up comedian who hosts the late-night show.
All right, Island, Act 1. We'll say ends with him encountering the girl. Dan finds Maria. Act 2 is kind of fun and games in that it's just like them bumping into each other, and it's like kind of a montage, kind of silly, kind of fun. And then Act 3, which should be kind of the bulk of things, is Dan and Maria, you know, combining forces.
Yeah.
Infiltrating that base. And now I'm getting kind of a Detective Pikachu vibe.
Ah.
Did you see Detective Pikachu?
No, but I know everything about it that matters for this discussion.
Okay. I'm sure that's right. Mister, I haven't seen Detective Pikachu.
I've never seen anything. We've established this. The Cash App, someone money.
Well, the vibe of Detective Pikachu was main two characters were, like, in way over their heads. And, like, they would acknowledge it, but they never really, like, it's like the gravity of the situation never really hit them, either of them. You know? It was like, we could have died. All right, let's go almost die again.
Oh.
Kind of vibe. Which I guess would be not so bad, because no, well, we do have the Wind River marking a guy in the middle of nowhere and burying him.
Fun.
So this is definitely PG-13, at least. But to keep it consistent. So, okay, Act 3.
Blah.
We're in the where
where?
Act 3, we are, I suppose, in the belly of the beast. Yo, that's not bad. Dan thinks he's from, like, centuries in the future. Because he's got this weird wristband or something. Some piece of tech that, like, he looks around and doesn't see anything like. So he's like, I must be from wildly far in the future. But then he, like, sees himself, and he's like the same age, maybe.
Hey,
that would be pretty cool.
That would be
how
pretty cool.
We all assume he's like from super far in the future, and then turns out he's just not. He's from like a week in the future, and maybe he is a hired gun. And you know, that way it's not the big reveal from KOTOR of like, oh, who was I before I had my memory wiped? I was literally, like, Mr. Genocide. That way it's just, oh, I was not a good person. And then he gets the talk that everyone who gets their mind wiped and finds out they used to be a shitty person gets. It's like, no, you are who you decide to be. I'm a big fan of that kind of,
I get that,
moral lesson. You are being good and trying to be good are the same, essentially. That's nice. Okay. So, end of Act 3. Fun and games, running around, going from secret facility to secret facility. Maybe there's only one, because multiple would be a little odd. Yeah, that would be great. Bunch of outposts, and that would be a great Act 3 fun and games kind of montage type of thing, is Dan is like, yo, I know Kung Fu, whoa, Bourne Ultimatum style, or the Bourne Identity style, like, I'm great at, like, Spec Ops stuff. I know how to use guns and all this other stuff, and I don't know why. And that's, like, the, you know, Captain America, the First Avenger where he's running around shutting down all the Hydra bases. That kind of montage. All
right, I like that.
That's tight. That's tight. And then at one point, like, it's pretty easy. But the B plot of the big bad villain, he's like, you faceless guy, hunt them down, and it's him. It's Dan.
It's Dan.
The hired gun is Dan. And then the only way that would really make sense is if they never see each other. Maybe Dan is the one who programs himself with Save Maria in the past.
I actually do like that. I kind of love these kinds of time travel stories that are self-contained. It's like it's the thing that trips you, the closed loop time travel story. Like when you watch Tenet, and from your perspective, it's two guys going into or coming out of the machine at the same time.
I love Tenet.
I can't believe I brought up Tenet first, but anyway.
I was about to say I have a poster of it, but no, that's The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Signed by Christopher Nolan, no less. I had to brag about that because you can't just see it.
Yeah, we were going to have video, but that turned out to be a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
So just picture it.
It was a lot of work for something that made the podcast seem worse.
Yeah.
Okay. This is really good. Act 4... Act 3 is the montage and the hunt, being hunted down, B-plot. And Act 4 is, that's gotta be, you know, Darkest Hour. Dan has like a one-on-one conversation with the evil leader guy. And he's like, you know, you still don't even know. The one hunting you down is you. I don't care that Maria got away. I know exactly how to get her now. And he's like, what, how? What have you been working on? He's like, time travel. And then, you know, in that way he's like, I've already won. And then Dan is like, no, truly, I can be my own person. And then
truly,
he sees,
this is an island.
And in every single thing we make, someone has to say something like that. That makes zero sense, because we've gotten far enough away from the source material. Truly, this is... Island. Okay. I mean, this has worked out pretty well so far. Act 4 is Darkest Hour. One-on-one conversation with the main villain. And then, what needs to bring Dan out of his darkest hour, his funk, is either Maria, like, sits him down and is, like, smacks him a little bit, and she's like, wow, giving up is most definitely the right course of action. That's sarcasm. Snap out of it, punk. Or, like, a memory of a conversation he had with Maria at some point. This has become really good without blowing scale out of proportion.
Yeah, I actually kind of like it, because it starts with this, like, cosmic destiny feel. It's like, I've been sent back in time to change the course of history, and it's like, this stuff happens next Thursday.
Yeah.
You were sent back from next Thursday to... stop stuff from happening last Thursday.
Exactly. I like
and
this.
I choose to, and I am the one who chooses what I'm going to be.
This is really tight. Okay.
Right.
And, I feel like we can flesh out a little more detail.
You know, like, who are these guys? Why are they doing time travel?
Yeah.
I feel like the worst... I just thought of the most disgusting reason you could do time travel. It's for Wall Street. Wall Street bets.
Well, I mean...
It's for fine. It's like... Like, you get through all of this, and like, what's your evil plan? Like, I am going to destroy soybean futures.
Oh my gosh. We just make him, like...
It's for speculative trading, and he's some finance prick with a physics PhD.
He's Dick Dastardly if he went to business school. He's just twirling his mustache, and he's like, it's so evil.
It is evil. It's evil for today.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I like that. Like, at some point he like talks to the Dick Dastardly and he's like, why are you doing this? I don't understand. And he's like, it's fucking time travel. Do you know how fucking insane that is? The potential. And he's like, hey man, I've been through time travel and it is like hell on the mind and the body. And he's like, I don't care. I'm going back in time and I'm investing in Bitcoin and Tesla. Fuck you, kid. You know? Like, he doesn't have some nefarious plot in like, specific. He's just like, I'm going to abuse time travel.
I don't know if that works for a movie, but it's very real.
No, yeah, exactly.
It's very believable, is that if you could have time travel, the first thing you would do is abuse time travel.
Exactly. Oh, I just watched Minutemen, the Disney Channel original movie, with all my friends.
Yeah.
Like,
they abuse time travel.
They try.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Instead, they decide to prevent high school embarrassment and then, yeah. What, like, cause a black hole?
Yeah. I mean, that one didn't do... That movie didn't do such a great job of getting across the lesson of don't be selfish. Because, like, I was like, oh, they tried to win the lottery by cheating. They just didn't try hard enough.
That's true. They could have done a better job.
They could have done a much better job. Uh-huh. But anyway. Matthew tweeted, Minutemen walked so Tenet could run. I appreciate that. That was funny.
Again, everything is stolen. Christopher Nolan rhymes with stolen.
Oh, sacrilege.
You can't tell, but I'm making an Illuminati eye with my hands. Anyway.
Okay. So, I feel like we have the entire thing pretty much figured out. The only thing that's really weak is the denouement. Who really cares? So we should really flesh out these characters maybe a little more.
Right, so what the hell is Maria doing up in the mountains, dicking around with the woods?
She's a ne'er-do-well, bro.
She's a ne'er-do-well. All right, fine.
No,
she's
not really.
She's a nature photographer. That sounds like something that we would decide a white chick is doing in Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid white hobby.
It's a white going. Career.
Anyway, in the OG text that this is now extremely loosely based on, the girl is like, I think she does live with her mother, but they're like super reclusive, eccentric, kind of almost psycho types. So the reason he encounters her on like a one-on-one is because she's like out alone at night and he has nowhere to sleep, so he's out alone at night, like sleeping on the beach.
Right.
And then they stumble on each other. So the reason I brought that up is because I just sort of got it in my head that our character Maria was also some like eccentric upper class type thing. But depending on... No, that just wouldn't work nearly as well, because whenever you get into... I was kind of aging them down, just because, you know, it's an anime, and everybody's a teen in anime. I was like, whenever I base anything on an anime, the characters are teens in my head, because I try to make it like a YA, young adult, targeted market type of thing.
Well, I mean, this feels like more of a story with 20 or 30 somethings.
Yeah, exactly, because whenever you bring in teens, you have to be like, well, where are the parents? And that always is just, like, weak, no matter how you explained it away. Yeah, she's a 20-something, lives alone, and she's just out doing nature photography.
All right.
So she seems, yeah, that kind of adds to it. She's kind of mysterious. It's like, why is she alone and why does she want to play it down? And then it's like, oh, no, she's not like a vigilante or anything. Yeah. She just killed this guy in self-defense and wants no one to know about it. That's pretty solid.
Right. All right, so what form does the time travel take?
Ooh.
I mean, like, do you come out of a blue portal? Do you wake up in the pod? Do you... I don't know.
I suppose it would make most sense if it was, like, a portal, kind of like, you're not like a machine you step into and bring with you. But like a machine you step into and it sends you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, for the sake of... Because by having something that you bring with you, like a time machine pod, that way it's like, I'm from the future. Yeah, right, bud. Check it out. Holy, what is that?
Yeah, but doesn't he have that? He has, like, the magic wristband. I mean, I'm not saying that's the time machine, but that's evidence of futureness.
Yeah.
I mean, but he uses it as evidence. He uses it as evidence of himself. I think... I hate portals. That's just me.
Okay.
It's my thing. It's a personal bias. A portal killed my father. I just think they're weird and dumb.
I kind of get that. Did you hear that motorcycle?
I think it was a portal.
Gosh. Yeah, there's some dude who owns a chopper motorcycle who apparently has to be somewhere 4 a.m. every day.
Fun.
It's not great.
Alright. But, so, I think, I'm not saying we shouldn't use portals, I just wanted to air my anti-portal sentiments.
I think it's, for plot reasons, he does need some little... It doesn't have to be, like, a wristband. It could be something like, you know, he taps the side of his head, and, like, a weird little, like, HUD overlay display comes on. Maybe it's, like, a contact lens. The point being, it's something he keeps on his person. So if he wants to prove he's from the future,
mm-hmm.
He can just be like, look at this, but it's not a pod time machine that he has to, like, make an effort to hide, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a portal.
Okay, we've got the whole plot, and, like, that is, I don't really want to be a writer, I want to be a producer. So that's, like, where my job kind of ends in the writer's room. I'm like, all right, go ahead, guys. I'll be back in, like, a week. Yeah. And they're like, he expects us to write a good movie in a week? But anyway, that was kind of a joke.
I wonder if these ideas are legally usable after we've told people.
Well, they totally are. I've kind of looked into it. And it's just that, like, the only reason people don't use them...
Uh-huh.
Is because it's just like the story is spoiled, you know. It's like no one's gonna see it, and it's like, well, kind of, but I mean, how many people have heard this podcast episode? And then you can take it off the air because we own it,
right? It's not considered a derivative work from the thing that we've clearly spun it off from and told everyone.
Oh, didn't really think that through. But I imagine not, because it's probably not quite the same. I would have to look a little deeper into it and ask someone who has any idea what the laws are, because I don't.
Lawyer listening, email us and tell us why we're wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
If and why.
But, like, in Watchmen, I'm reading right now, in the anti... What is that called? The foreword. It says this is based on... Like, the very first, like, issue of it is based on a couple lines from a David Bowie song. And so...
That's fair.
That's not right. That's not the same.
There's something in there. It's, like, transformative works.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to say this right now, because we're probably going to do an episode at some point on Sword Art, is Sword Art Online has one of the coolest premises I've ever seen. It is not that, oh, trapped in the game, you die in the game, you die in real life. It's that there's 10,000 people all sharing this world. And it's not like, every time someone approaches the... We got really off track. But this is episode one, so who cares?
This is gonna happen, man. We have an hour.
Yeah. Anytime someone approaches the trapped in a game, die in the game, die in real life, it's always like, well, no one knows we're here. Otherwise, they could just yoink us out. But in Sword Art, they're in there, so they have no... And they're like, well, if that were the case, then we would be out by now. But we're not, you know? And there's all these lingering doubts of, well, I'm not confident that dying in here does mean dying in real life. So, like, in the pilot, in the first episode of Sword Art, there are people just throwing themselves off cliffs because they're like, we must wake up, we'll be fine. And then no one hears from them again. It's not that you're 100% positive that they are dead. It's that, like, they're gone, and that's so much scarier than knowing whether or not you really die. And I'm like, that's so dope. And so, with that sort of premise, it's a world that is being shared by everyone who can relate. It's the ultimate stakes. It's death. So, like, people are going to, you know, what's the term? The seven stages of grief. Bargain. People are going to bargain with that in crazy different ways. Yeah. And then we didn't do that. There you go. There's the premise of the show again. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, too bad we didn't do that. I want to see... And this... I'm just going to tell everybody, like, listening to the podcast. I want to make that. I want to be either... I would probably be an executive producer. Because I want it to have, like, a Christopher Nolan-type setting vibe. Of, you know, it's all a dream. And that way you can have impossible, awesome, awe-inspiring landscapes without having to explain them away. It's all a shared dream. It's not real. It's tight. I would love to work on a live-action, like, American audience-targeted Sword Art Online.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Holy, that would be cool.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you get big twists and characters. It's like, these guys... We assume, with that sort of premise, everyone wants to leave. You know, so we're all going to work together to get out of this game. But we don't know how. No one explicitly told us, beat the game, escape. And we don't even know how to beat the game, because it's not a game, it's just a world. But we all called it a game before we came in. Oh my gosh. And then, like, there would be the twist of, like, no, I am actively... keeping people here. Sorry.
I'll be there too.
Yeah, you can be there too. Produced by... people reading the credits...
It's also
like,
it says, present Alec.
People reading the credits, it's like, oh, produced by Eric Pedgie. Executive produced by Alec Pedgie. It's like, how did the brothers work on the same thing but have different jobs? It's like, oh, because... Eric was like, oh, hell yeah, get me on that. And he was like, Alec, do you want to come? He was like, okay.
Yeah.
Eric really wanted to be there. And Alec was like, sure, I'll come. But that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Also, Hideo Kojima on Dead Man Wonderland. But I'll get to that some other point.
That's going
to
be a whole thing.
Ooh, wait a minute. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hideo Kojima working on a Dead Man Wonderland video game would be nutty. Oh, he would be all over that.
Cuckoo bananas.
Because you could have... Oh, gosh. Okay, let's not talk about that. All let's right. not talk about that. There's so much to unpack there. Yeah, all of our ideas come from anime.
It's well, our secret shame that we're telling you all about.
Well, no, I used to be embarrassed that I watched so much anime, but now I just don't care.
Fair enough. So... Island, but not island.
Yeah,
Alaska. Okay.
I'm gonna chop this up probably.
You should.
No, I mean like every episode in the future, I'm definitely going to chop up, but I might even chop this one up. But at this point, once we've come up with the whole story, I feel it would be best to have like a break to say like, okay, we'll be back in. And, oh, I'm gonna chop this up, blah, 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 we'll be right back. And then it, like, slow fade out. And then either a commercial or one of us saying, you're listening to whatever, and then we come back. And as clean as a structure as that takes on, I don't have any ideas for what we could do after that, you know? I do, we could do how Storybreak do, with they just put together a pitch, you know?
Yeah.
And then... after the break or whatever they say, they, like, deliver you, the listener, the pitch. But that works so much better with IPs because they say, like, because it's so much easier to pitch an idea of an already established IP. Like, just the Jurassic Park Fast and Furious crossover I listened to just a couple days ago.
I gotta listen to that one. That sounds fun.
It's hilarious.
And seems much more plausible at this stage.
Yeah. Whew.
Whew.
Alright, well, I feel like we got a pretty good movie.
I do too.
With, wait, what should we call it? It's called Island Still.
Time Island. Time Alaska. Alaskan Time.
Baked Alaska.
Baked Alaska. Sorry, so now they're also smoking weed the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, okay, no, wait, first of all, well,
I would kind of prefer Baked Alaska, and then at the end of the movie, you're like, wait, why is it called Baked Alaska?
I feel like there's a lot of movies like that. Like, wait, where did you get that title from that shit? And just like one line from a scene that wound up getting cut and nobody fixed it.
Gosh. Like Arthur in the Land of the Invisibles.
It should be like a 15. There should be... Okay, so... The title should be like 30 words long. It should be like a 30 word rant. It's like, you remember Serenity with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway? It's kind of like that. But it's like in Alaska. And it's like more time travel focused, and it's got a very different ending, so like it's different from that, and there's more like an action adventure vibe. That you just watch it, it's great. That should be the title, that whole thing.
Awesome.
Read that back to me.
Okay, Serenity meets Island meets Wind River. Surrender Liver. This is so great. We're on a roll. Okay, wait.
We're just gonna have like just a generic, dumbass one or two word name like all movies.
As long as it's not the old man and the blank or whatever, you know. The last one that got a pass from me for that title structure is The Old Man and the Sea,
which was a while back.
Yeah, exactly. Like the this and the this, so lame. Like, you know, the accountant and the gun. So it's so stupid. You're just saying what's in the movie. Oof. I keep on coming back to Time Cop in my mind.
You never saw Time Cop?
Is Time Cop real?
I'm pretty sure it's real.
Okay. I feel like it's a Community joke, but...
It's a 30 Rock joke, if it's anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For those of you not in the know, it's like, I took temporal physics at Princeton. No, I took theoretical physics at Princeton. You saw Time Cop. I never saw Time Cop.
You do. It's awesome. That's right.
I don't know if Cop is real, though. We'll look it up after.
I can look it up. I don't know. Yeah, we can look it up after. Oh, wait, you know what we could do?
What? Call it Time Cop anyway? Consequences be damned?
Movie name ideas.
Oh my god.
For time travel movies. Lived, I Repeat, Groundhog Day.
I mean, these are movies.
Okay, we could call it like, what's, I got it. Cool Greek. Cool Greek words. Acme, thanks. Agora, Acropolis. These are we're getting somewhere cool.
Corgorpacrop.
Okay, wait, okay. I've decided we're gonna call it,
okay, Recurrence.
Well, okay, Recurrence isn't bad.
No, it's not.
But I was thinking we could just call it whatever the main villain calls his time machine. And that would be like the chronal... Okay, I almost said Chrono Trigger. Well, Chrono Trigger is the name of an anime.
No.
Or a video game anime. I don't know. Like, anime video game.
It feels hypocritical to not steal the title, Eric.
Chrono Trigger Island. Serenity meets Bourne Identity. meets Wind River meets some other thing that we mentioned earlier. I don't remember.
And for 15 minutes in the middle, for no reason, dude, where's my car?
It means Captain America, the First Avenger. Woo! Okay, so it's got to be something Kronos. The Cronal...
Kronos Gate.
Kronos Gate. I love that.
Cool.
Kronos Gate.
It's like where we find out that Kronos had, like was sexually harassed his secretary, and he has to step down from being king of the gods. Kronos Gate. I feel like you should edit that part out. It's pretty weak. That's not one of my good jokes in this.
Nice. All right. Well, that's just under an hour worth of stuff. This was not bad.
Should we wrap it up with a beginning to end?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sum up.
Okay. Maybe we chop together like a fake trailer.
Boom.
Not now. Boom. I get some weird generic. It's like in a whirl.
What, like a kind of like a sizzle reel?
Yeah, like pretty it. Much. So, but it would all be audio. So it's like, I would watch the trailer, like, you know, all the trailers for the Bourne Identity, and it would be like, and all the stuff that's only text would be, like, narrated. It's like,
in a world.
A man from the future, with a mission, and, like, he doesn't know what it is, finds a girl, and then he knows he must save her, but it's not that simple. Da, 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 da. Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that would be really cool. This is a great blueprint to follow. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But I do see... That will give us insight and have us realize just how many of our ideas are literally just action adventures.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, those get sold.
All right, yeah. So you want to do a wrap-up? Or like an outro, I mean, not the trailer.
If you have an idea, sure. I can't think of anything.
All right.
Just recap the whole story? Or...
Oh, well, I was just going to say bye-bye.
So oh, okay.
One way to say bye.
All right.
I want to do a movie.
Okay.
All right. That about does it for our first episode. So, subscribe, tell us what you think in the comments, give us a rating if you liked it so that it suggests us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever we're putting this out, and you got a future in the past. We get up to some stuff. You're gonna love it.
Ooh.